and you don't act right, you go on and you go behave and act right. If you don't go on and behave and act right, well, I'm going to embarrass you. I'm going to spank you before these people, you know. Either that, or I would tell them very quietly, you had better settle down. And when you get home, you're going to get a spanking. And when I would get home, sometimes it'd be so hard to do it because, you know, I wouldn't be mad anymore. I'd be all calm and everything. And maybe I'd get home and everything's going so good and everything, but I got to keep my promise because I promised them, see. Mm-hmm. So I say, okay, come on, let's get this over with. You know, and this is when it hurts you worse than it does them. You have to make yourself spank. But I learned this from my grandmother. Never promise them you're going to spank them and then don't do it. Or never promise them a treat and then not, you know, not give it to them. You have to keep your promises to a child. Good and bad, both.
If a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you say that he
resembles or looks like.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You say
he's just like. He's just like his father.
And if a woman's gonna have a child, you say that she's
expecting a baby or she's pregnant.
People used to use the word pregnant when you were growing up?
No,
What would they say?
They said, she's expecting a baby.
Any joking ways or crude ways of saying that?
Not that I ever heard.
Did you ever hear she's big?
She's big? Big with a child or something like that? No. No. Not except in the Bible. In the Bible it says she's big with a child, but they just said she's expecting a baby, and we didn't. Now my children, just you know, they didn't think anything at all about it. They saw a lady with a big stomach, and she wasn't always pregnant, you know. And they'd say, "Mother, is she gonna have a baby?" She embarrassed me real bad in the grocery store one day. One of mine did. Asked me if a lady's gonna have a baby, and she was just big and fat.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be
a midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a
illegitimate.
Any other name?
Bastard.
How does that sound?
Oh, I think it sounds terrible.
Do you ever hear any other words for bastard that sounded?
No. We thought bastard was a terrible sounding name, and we wouldn't even use that.
What about Bush?
Out of wedlock. Mm-hmm. They said out of wedlock, but not. It was either, you know, this child was born out of a wedlock or was illegitimate, mm-hmm. but not bastard or anything like that.
Did you ever hear Woods Cove?
No. No.
And you said Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even
more loving?
Okay.
Is that what you're asking for?
And he said he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he
threatened to.
Or he was
going
to hit him. He
pretended he was, or
did you ever say he
threatened
acted
to?
As if, or he made out like?
You could, yeah, he made out like, yeah.
And
made out like he was going to hit. Not much, though. I mean, I've heard that a lot, but I don't say that very much.
Say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of a fence and you expected him to fall off, and then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off, you say, I just
knew he was going to fall off.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say, last night we had a
big frost.
What if it's harder than that?
You mean frozen or hail or
hard
frost or?
Okay. And you say it was so cold that the pipes
burst
because the water
froze in the pipes.
And I was going to wrap them, but the pipes had already
bursted
because the water had
already frozen.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes will
burst.
The water will do what?
If it gets much colder, the pipes will burst. I guess the water will run out or will freeze.
Okay. And you say with your eyes, you